My Mac Podcast number 167, the last day of Macworld. They're trying to kick us out of the press room, but we're still here. We're going to wrap up the week right now.
The next generation of radio. It's the MyMac.com podcast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
We leave when we're good and ready.
Get down.
Get out of there.
Help, there goes the rug.
Don't take my chair.
Yeah,
I'm sitting
in. These IMAX. I think we should just take one.
So this is the end of the week. We're the last of the MyMackers are here. I'm sitting next to Larry Grinnell. Hi, Larry.
Howdy.
How was your week? You
wonderful. You have, yeah, amazing show. The small developers, again, impressed the heck out of me with their ability to bring out neat and wonderful new products. The new MacBook Air is tremendous. Great Road Warrior product, not really appropriate for me, but
pretty
for the business traveler, it's just perfect.
Yep. I'm also sitting next to a fleet of foot himself, John Nemo.
Hi, everybody. It's been a great week. What are we on for next week? What conference are we going to next week?
Yeah, yeah. We're going to go to the iProng Magazine conference next week.
Hi, Bill.
That's at Bill's apartment in Los Angeles.
We're all going to stay there, okay, Bill?
We're staying there.
We're going to stay at your place, Bill.
We demand a monkey.
As soon as I get a place.
We want a monkey.
And we've got Guy Searle right here to my right.
Hey, what's up, guys?
So, you know, it's been a long week. I'm ready to go home. Today's actually my birthday.
And happy birthday, Jim.
Thank you. And my 4-year-old daughter sang me happy birthday this morning on the phone. And it really made me want to... Now, if you guys are wondering what all the noise is, the workers of the Moscone Center, all the unionized guys, are tearing apart all the tables right now. They told us we could stay to 5. They just didn't say they were going to keep it nice and quiet for us. So they're ripping apart the press room as we speak. That's all this loud noise. See? And they don't care what we're doing over here. They
have paid the same no matter what happens.
They're union. They don't care. but we wanted to bring you what... Hey, there's a guy coming at me right now from the Apple Store. I need to go talk to you guys. Talk to
okay. That's fine. Great. Guy, what do you feel could have been improved if they could do it all over again? What would have been better for Guy Searle?
What would have been better for me would have been... honestly, the Apple TV is really, really cool, but most of the changes they seem to make to it were more cosmetic than a revolutionary change. And I was talking to one of the Apple guys about this. I said, you know, what it really, really needed was needed an optical drive. It would have been nice if it had some in-HDMI ports so that you could switch from your various devices that need HDMI outputs. And most high-definition TVs only have one or two HDMI outputs or inputs. So you've got your game systems, you've got your various optical DVDs or Blu-rays or HD DVD players. God, it's loud in here. You've got all these devices that are fighting for these one or two slots.
Sounds like they're fighting in the back of them.
I know. Kill! And there, no one has a good solution to use just one remote to switch between all these various devices. And the thing is with the Apple TV's interface, or somewhat, it's really the interface, I guess, it's built into Mac OS X, whose name Front Row has a great interface for being able to quickly switch. You can tell how tired I am. To quickly switch between all of these various devices and get the content, whether it's on your computer, whether it's over the air, whether it's on cable, whether it's on an optical disc, you know, whatever it is, Front Row has the capability of being able to switch between all of these. And Apple decided that instead of making your life a little simpler, they were just going to add to the clutter and confusion by coming out with the new Apple TV, whose big change seems to really just be movie rentals.
Talking about the new thin Air MacBook.
Yes.
If I gave you one of those,
bless you,
and I gave you $500, would the first thing you do would be to get that new time capsule or whatever that thing is called?
I really do like the time capsule, and honestly, if I didn't already have an 802.11 AirPort Extreme, I would give that some thought. Now, what I'm hoping that they're going to do is allow us, you know, poor suckers who bought the first or second gen
God help me here. You just said the product. My brain is so much hurt. So much.
The Airport Extreme.
Airport Extreme. Thank you,
terrific.
John.
Okay.
If they'll let us that bought the first or second generation Airport Extreme be able to update it so that we can hook in a USB to hard, you know, external hard drive.
Yeah.
And do pretty much the same things that that you can do with the new time capsule. But honestly, knowing Apple, I really, really doubt that they're going to.
Time out. We're going to say goodbye to Bill Palmer. Bill, that's great being with you, brother. That we're on the air, so don't say anything you're going to regret. Great being with you. It's been fantastic.
Something I'm going to regret. No, it's been a beautiful thing. One of the highlights is hanging out with the MyMac folks and then going home and reading all the MyMac coverage and seeing all the Mac stuff I missed.
Good. Well, as I've said many times before, we really value Bill Palmer's participation as a MyMac.com blogger and family member.
Which family member am I?
Let's pause the recording. It's just a little crazy in here.
Okay.
And we're going to go out on the street as everyone streams out the doors, and we'll finish the podcast out there.
Terrific. Okay, we'll be back in a couple minutes.
Guy Searle with MyMac.com. We're here at the Josoft ProSoft engineering booth. And let's see, you are Carl, and where are you from, Carl?
I'm from Los Gatos, California.
I'm sorry, one more time?
Los Gatos, California.
Los Gatos, California, and you just told me a minute ago that you're really good at Apple trivia.
Yep.
All right, we're going to find out. Now, the way this game works is I'm going to ask you some questions based on what you're going to see here on the screen. If you answer 10 right, you win a copy of Stocks from Josoft Engineering.
Okay.
If you get 3 wrong, you're out.
Okay?
Okay. So let's start with this very first one. What is the name of this Mac?
Oh, that's the eMac.
And?
I win! There we go.
eMac, you're right. Okay, next question. What size screen did the eMac have?
17-inch.
17 inches. You're right. You got well on your way. You got 2. Next question, what year was the eMac released?
That's a good question.
Might get you here.
I'm going to say it was 2001.
2001. 2002. I'm going to give it to you, though, because you look like a nice guy. All right, you're at 3-0. How many megapixels does the original iPhone camera have?
Okay, megapixel 1.
1 megapixel, are you sure about that answer?
Yeah, for the 1 point.
Want to phone a friend?
I'm going to say 2.
2. 2 megapixels.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, he's at 4-0.
4-0.
4-0.
We didn't even go 10-0.
What is the screen resolution of the iPhone?
Is it resolution, you mean the size of the screen itself?
No, the resolution.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
Number of pixels by number of pixels.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I don't think you're right.
480. Okay. Okay.
480 by 320.
Okay.
All right, you're at 4-1. What was the first iPod with a color screen?
It'd be the iPod Video. Oh, wait, iPod, the photo iPod.
Right, and what version was that?
That would be version...
But he got 1 of them, so that's good.
It's Friday afternoon on the expo floor, and there's a gentleman wearing a shirt that says Mac Pro on it. Is that the name of your business, or is that your name?
That's our name. That's the name of our business, Mac-Pro.com.
Mac-Pro.com. And your name is?
Mike Angeloni, president.
Nice to meet you, Mike. I'm Nemo from MyMac.com.
Hey, Nemo.
And this will be on the MyMac.com podcast at some point this year or next, we hope.
Cool.
What is Mac-Pro.com? It's a great name.
Well, we had to put the dash in there because I think Estee Lauder got Mac Pro, so we had to put the dash. But we're also known as MacProOnline.com. But Mac Pro has been around 20 years. We're the largest dealer, Mac-only dealer, in San Jose. Also, I think it's all of California. They're all gone.
Vanished,
like that. So Mac Pro's been around so long, way before the internet, and we're your basic Apple independent reseller.
Full service.
You know,
sales and service.
Sales, service,
new used, whatever
you like. You know, our very low price website. The website prices are very low, very competitive. We're very, very busy, happening place. People love our store.
And why should the readers and listeners of MyMac.com go to Mac-Pro.com, or what's the other one, MacProOnline.com.
Yeah.
Why should they do that rather than go to their local Apple store or order from Amazon.com?
Because we also are Amazon power seller. Our products are also there. You see us all over.
Through the marketplace?
Correct.
I see.
What you're going to find out is a lot lower price and selection. Apple will give you one choice, their choice, the more expensive choice. We'll give you the better choice, the cheaper choice, or the wrong choice, whatever your customer desires.
And if I have a problem on my website, can I pick up the phone and call somebody and not talk to somebody in Bangalore?
Correct. No voicemail. Come right to a
somebody
professional.
Somebody says hello.
Exactly. We're there for you. So we're nice. We're a nice, friendly shop. We're an old-fashioned mom-and-pop kind of store. You know?
A real store you can walk in the door?
Gorgeous store. Yeah, the largest selection of Mac items anywhere in California for sure, because we have thousands and thousands of items on display. No matter how old it is, we'll still support you.
Oh, that's terrific.
Yeah.
So I got something that's falling apart, but I don't live in San Jose. Let's say I live in Los Angeles area. How do I handle the shipping and, you know, how do I handle the transportation?
Call on web. We'll send it right on down to you. No problem. The web store, you can just proceed to checkout, pick your item, or call a pro on the phone, and we're there for you.
What hours are you there on the phone?
We are there. Stores are open 10 to 6 during the week, 11 to 5 on Saturdays.
Okay. And let's give you a little free advertisement just to support you,
because
we support the independent Mac people.
And that's
so
us.
The name of the company is?
Mac Pro Systems and Software. The website's mac-pro.com or macproonline.com.
And it's in San Jose, California.
Correct. But since 1988.
That's pretty
so
good.
We know our stuff.
Very good. And we just want to tell the listeners of the MyMac.com podcast that we are delighted to get to know you, and hopefully we can do some stuff in the future.
Oh, awesome. I hope
Wonderful.
Look forward to it.
Great. Thanks, Mike.
Here. Guy Searle with the MyMac.com podcast. I'm here with John from Ambrosia Software. What's the URL there, John?
It is AmbrosiaSW.com, SW for software.
Great. And what's some of the products that's like your best sellers here for Ambrosia?
Well, our best sellers, actually, even though I'm a game guy, our best sellers are utilities.
Right.
Even though I'm a hardcore old school game guy, Snaps Pro X, which is our video editing software.
I use that all the time. I love Snaps Pro.
We have people, every person who's walked through, even though it's not from the booth, say they love Snaps Pro X. They use it daily for this or that. We've had people from teachers come through showing it off or talking about it, to government people who came through to use it for tutorials.
Right.
And I've used it myself daily. The other program we're showing off is Wiretap Studio, which is the audio capturing editing software, which is getting great reviews.
And that captures, like, everything.
Yep.
But you can also make it specific
to
not capture, like, system sounds and things like that.
Exactly. It's actually the sequel to, Wiretap Pro. It's the bigger, better brother of Wiretap Pro. Wiretap Pro recorded all audio, but we realized that, like the alert sounds,
right,
new mail sounds, they ruin a good audio. You don't want to have that happen. So
it's great for podcasts.
Yeah, the Wiretap Studio is phenomenal for podcasters because you can choose the specific line sources. You have, Skype, you have an interview coming in. I choose my microphone, like we're using the Blue Snowball microphones here. Plug and play, if you can hear it, you can have the source. You can choose exactly that. For instance, a couple days ago, a friend of mine, he's a DJ in Phoenix. He at the club he spins at, they stream the audio live over the internet, so you can be in the club if you're not at the club. So I'm listening to the audio, and I have it through Safari, specifically through our Safari. Out of the blue, a friend of mine from via Skype starts talking to me. The music's in my headphones, I'm with my microphone talking in Skype. You don't hear me talking, you don't hear her talking. The audio is pristine.
It's just doing what you told it to
exactly
do.
Exactly what it is. And it recorded a QuickTime Wasis file, and so it's non-destructive. So I was actually going in and removing a little bit of the hum and hiss, and actually removing, like, every once in a while it has a buffer.
Right.
It'll lose, like, a couple seconds. Well, I go in, edit it out, put it together with a straight, with no fade in or fade out, edit it down. I have exactly what I wanted to hear. And I bumped up the high pass, so it even has a little better sound to it. And Wiretap Studio has been phenomenal. All the podcasters love it.
I agree.
Oh, it's from the novice to the
expert user. Yep.
And I have a guy who just was here. He's actually a master's in sound engineering, and he was talking about it. And I was showing him off. So he's like, "How much is the product?" About $400. And I'm like, "No, $69." And he thought I was lying. He's like, "No, for the full version." I'm like, "No, $69."
That's it.
Yeah.
And we were talking about Snaps Pro X. What does that cost?
$69 as well.
$69, and that's it. And let me tell you, I use Snaps Pro X all the time. I've been doing an iWeb tutorial, mm-hmm. and I'm getting ready to start using Snaps Pro X. to copy the stuff that I'm doing on screen to put together
it is
quick
phenomenal.
And quick and dirty web pages using iWeb.
And the best thing about it is because it snaps, you're capturing the screen, you change it, you know, you choose a file frame with the frame rate you want to make sure the file's smaller. You can choose your own compression to make it just the right size. You can include your own audio track.
Right.
Automatically. So it's simple as hitting three buttons, you know, invoking it, choosing, you know, video, audio, microphone track, hit record, do it, there you go.
And the really nice thing about that as well is because you can choose the resolution before you even begin, you don't have to bring it into QuickTime Pro. There's nothing else you have to do. Basically, when you get done recording, you're done.
Yeah, and the best for any of our listeners is all of our products have trial versions.
Yes.
I urge everyone, try it out. You know, we have, you know, download it, try it out. If you like it, buy it. If not, no hard feelings. That's how we want. We want to have happy customers.
And pretty much everything that Ambrosia Software makes at ambrosiasw.com, they all have trial versions.
Correct. Like Wirecraft Studio has 30 days unrestricted, testing out. So just enjoy it. I mean, we'd rather have someone who tries a product and actually likes it, buy it. We don't want to, you know, I dislike having to buy software
and see. And then find out that it's not what you need.
Exactly. And we offer help. We have forums. We have tech support. If you ever need anything, call us up. We want people that will be happy. We had a problem with a couple things here and there. Call us up. We'll work through it. We go the extra mile because happy customers are good customers.
Okay, well, let's move on to something. Let's talk about games.
This is my forte.
Yeah, this is it. Now, I started off with Ambrosia Software a number of years ago playing EV Nova. Back in the classic days.
Classic days.
I loved, it wasn't EV Nova, it was Escape Velocity.
The third one actually is EV Nova. Escape Velocity Override and EV Nova.
And I bought all three of those games. And let me tell you something, I hate Captain Hector. I hate him. He stinks.
We have Captain Hector's based on the parrot at their office. We have Hector D. Bird, our mascot, who is as annoying in real life as Captain Hector is.
Other than Escape Velocity, now those the first two were classic Mac only.
Yeah.
Are those going to be upgraded to OS X?
Actually, here's a little secret for you. In Nova, there's a plug-in in Escape Velocity Nova that you actually can play the old games.
Oh, that is way cool.
Yeah, because I love them. I actually was in Escape Velocity, the first one. I was such a fan of that. I mean, Nova's phenomenal, so much larger.
Right.
But something about the first one, I don't know what it was about it, I was lost in that for months. I mean, I kept playing and playing and playing and playing. But yeah, there's a plug-in on the add-on files.
I didn't know that. I'll have to check that out.
We have a following of the Escape Velocity fans that are, I mean, as rabid fans you've ever seen. We have our message board. We have we have 18,000 members on our board. active board members of at least 1,000 a day.
Losing your voice?
Yeah, I've been talking all day.
Yeah.
Because Ochoa's, I'm a PR guy, so the expo is only half my day. At the end of it, I got to go have meetings, hand out free stuff. So sorry for my voice. It's not normally
this
bad.
Now let's talk about a game that I think you came out with it was last year, Sketch.
Oh, Sketch Fighter?
Yeah.
Sketch Fighter 4000
Alpha.
Oh, man,
that's a great game.
That game is one of the coolest games and makes you remember what gameplay is about.
Right.
I mean, everyone here, you see, like, the other games, it's like, you know, it's not a Halo
Doom 3
game.
No, it's not like that.
They have 3D, shiny, shoot 'em up, everything else. No, this is actually hand-drawn art. It's like, you know, back in high school when you're drawing on the notepads.
Right.
This thing's come to life. I mean, it's such a clever idea. The moment I played it, the Andrew Welch, he gave me, he's like, what do you think of the game? I turned it on, I'm like, I love it. Whatever we got to do this. We work with them. We had it out. It is a phenomenal game. It's what gameplay is about. It's really, you know.
And it has online playing. Two player.
And
you can make your own levels.
Yeah, level editor on there.
That's great.
The artwork's so much fun because, like, the subtle nuances in there. Like, when you beat a boss, there's a smudge mark, but he's been erased.
Yeah.
and the bosses you play get harder and harder. And eventually, to give away kind of the ending, the boss at the end is the pen. You got to beat the pen. He's drawing enemies as fast as you're fighting them. So it's a
It's the most realistic part of the game is the pen.
The pen,
that you fight at the end.
It's actually a photo of a pen.
Which I have never beaten, by the way.
Oh, come on.
I have not beaten that damn pen.
You got to try it out. It's very good. And people playing it, enjoy it. It's fun. Trial version there as well. Test it out. We also have, last year, we have Redline, the racing game.
Right.
Which is also, it's going to be online. You have a tracker on there. You can join 6 or 7 people on a game, race them. And the best thing about that game is because it's actually fan supported. You can add new cars. You can build your own tracks. So we have, like, only, say, 10 cars when it starts out in the game. there's already 100 cars online in the add-ons
that
file.
That you can download.
Download. People have made them. There's like the F1 F1 Formula Racers.
Right.
There is even like a radio flyer, a little wagon.
Turbocharged, though.
Oh, yeah. Hey, the character's riding it. He's running around. It's a little tiny box. One guy took the made a giant baseball bat. Because he got tired of being bossed around, he made a giant baseball bat. So it's a giant floating baseball bat that knocks the cars out of the way. So the users for the game are so much fun. There actually is a Red Line Racing League that people get together. It's not even part of Ambrosia. They have tournaments all the time. So it's very fun. We had Def Gon came out, which is actually like that 1984 War Games movie.
War Games, right. Matthew Broderick.
Yeah, with Matthew Broderick. It's actually it's kind of Risk with nuclear war. The artwork for it, it's simplistic lines, but it's beautiful. We actually like it so much, we actually have a free screensaver you can download from the website of the nice spinning green globe. And I have it for all my stuff. See what else?
One great thing about Ambrosia Software is that you guys have supported the Mac, like, almost, actually, from almost the beginning of, of the company.
This is our 15th year anniversary.
Yep.
So we've been here since the beginning. I mean,
as a matter of fact, it's taken a while before you started coming out with some games and utilities for PCs. It was almost all Mac.
Yeah, we're all Mac. We poured some stuff over. We got like four or five products. We have like Pop, which has Mac and PC.
Right.
And which is good. It's actually networkable, so we can play against each other.
I think EV Nova. One of the Escape Velocity games was Windows also.
Nova. You're right.
Yeah. Because there's a good friend of mine where I work. We compare scores and who's got the most conquered planets and all this.
That's what,
and he's a PC guy.
Yeah, you're right. I want to make you sweat a little bit. I wanted to not give you the, you're right. I'll let you sweat a little bit more, but you're right, Nova. We have a handful of products, but we're really Mac fans. I mean, all of our computers are offered for Mac. We have a couple of laptops around there for testing, but they're like covered with dust. Heck with that.
What can you tell me without getting in trouble?
That's a big thing. Yeah.
I know. About new products coming in the year?
Well, we have Aquaria, which is a game coming out. It should be February, March at the latest. It's actually the old-school side-scroller 2D game. One player, there's no network aspect of it. It's a really good, solid game.
People who are used to putting quarters in video arcades will definitely recognize the type of game this is.
And this game is huge. I mean, some of the games you see out there, they're really bright, real shiny and small, or like the small ones, they have like almost like a flash game. You have like three levels, you're done. This game here, I made 25 hours for testing. For testing, mind you, quote unquote testing. It's a fun game. It's huge. The map is enormous. All hand drawn art. The programmer is a phenomenal musician. He made the music for it. It's visually a stunning game. People have been playing it all day here. Let's see what else we have coming out. Well, actually, a few things I can't say, actually. Keep an eye out.
But you can tell me. You can send me an email later on the QT. You are.
Actually, if anyone wants, you can go to our website and add yourself to the announce list. So anything coming out, updates, anything else, you'll be emailed. Let us know what's going on. And our boards, too. All of our boards. Web boards have upcoming products. Our web boards have sneak peeks all the time.
Right.
Our web logs. I write articles about, like, up-and-coming products. And I give sneak peeks, months ahead of time. So check them out there. Check us out.
Where do they go again?
AmbrosiaSW.com. That's AmbrosiaSW.com.
Oh, I appreciate it, John. Thanks for coming on to the MyMac.com podcast.
Love you guys.
We love you guys, too.
We are at the Macworld Expo, Friday, 2008, with OWC Larry. I like that name. What does OWC stand for, and what... Why are you called OWC Larry?
Well, OWC stands for Other World Computing. I'm the founder of OWC, and what better? It just kind of goes together. I mean, they're not CEO, just OWC Larry. Because, that's how, I send a newsletter out that way, and it's OWC.
How does somebody get on your newsletter?
On our website, if you place an order with us, you can check a box. It's opt-in. We never send stuff out to people unless you actually subscribe. Or in our customer support, on our contacts page, there's a little box you can click that'll actually let you subscribe to our newsletter. Completely free. We have one list that sends out deals. We have another list that sends out tips and information, Mac news, what's happening, what's Apple done. That's about once a month that we send out. It's, quite frankly, something that's very informational and teaches you new tricks on what you can do with your Mac. All of our stuff and all of our newsletters in general seek to, you know, provide information and help you learn to get more from your Mac versus just try to sell you something.
I have personally met with Larry every year for 9 years I've been coming to Macworld, and every year he says the processor upgrades are still our bread and butter business. Is that the case, Larry, in 2008?
Upgrades are still our bread and butter business, but I have to say processor upgrades are have become a smaller and smaller percentage of our sales. Now, processor upgrades still make great sense because you can still take a machine built in 1999, the very first HEP sawtooth machines, put in one of our processors, 1.2 gigahertz or faster, and guess what? You can run Leopard. And it runs Leopard really, really well.
It looks funny, but it works.
Yeah, right now, well, I see this G4. Well, Apple didn't say that. What is it? That's running Leopard? And it runs great. And on top of that, you know, you don't have to buy all that brand new software. When you have a PowerPC upgrade in your machine, you can go up to 2.0 gigahertz with a 7448, which actually gives like G5 speeds without the G5 power draw. You're running all the applications you already own, all those applications you already run really great without having to buy a brand new machine for a multitude more. Plus, you know, another big hidden cost, all the software upgrades to the Intel versions, which if you're just running PowerPC on the Intel, well, you're better off running PowerPC on a PowerPC machine. So it's not just buying a new Intel machine, it's buying all that software, which that adds up. So
now tell us briefly why you've decided to go big time with sending me in my mail a glossy brochure. Well, tell me about that glossy brochure, Larry.
Well, we have a lot to communicate, and we have a lot of neat products on the web, but sometimes you just can't beat having something you can open up and look at and pour through. And we try to mix in little tech tips and tech information, and it's a good opportunity for us to show real good pictures of our products, explain our products, and show you what you can do with them, versus, you know, on our website, you know, you can search. And about mine is, you know, there's a lot of new items that you may not know that we have, and sending out that catalog, you know, introduce those products to customers that, you know, might have never even searched for them on our website or never come across in the tabs. So it's all about getting the information out there and letting you know what we have, because we have a lot of good products, and, you know, you might be disappointed if you buy an alternative. So that catalog will help make sure you make the right choice first, and come to OWC.
We've been buying and recommending and reviewing Otherworld Computing products and now NewerTech products, because NewerTech is now an OWC company. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to work with both of these companies during 2008. And I hope next year your hair is standing all the way up to the ceiling, Larry.
That'd be something.
You got the best haircut here at Macworld Expo 2008, and your booth is just unbelievable. David Weeks, my colleague, wants to buy a 2 gig Mac Pro memory upgrade. He wants to know if there's a show special for under $100 on those. He thought he saw it somewhere for $98 or something like that. Is that realistic or is that unrealistic?
$89 is what we're doing, 4 gigs at the show. And on our website, we have a show special through this Sunday. It's $92.50. And our regular price is under $100.
So I don't need to buy that for him. He can just do that on the internet right now.
He can buy it online, and delivery is about $2.50 now.
Okay.
So absolutely. In fact, normal price, not the show special, is $95.
So either way, he's a winner. Yeah. That's for a pair of two gig memory.
1 year ago, 1 gigabyte was about $119. That was for one gig module.
About four. So that's
a third less.
That's amazing.
So for one third less what a 1 gig was a year ago, you can get four times as much memory.
Terrific. Well, we enjoy getting to know you, working with you, and we look forward to much more of the same. OWC Larry, thank you for being here at the MyMac.com podcast and at Macworld Expo 2008.
It's always a pleasure. Really appreciate it, John.
Here we go. Now we're at the booth of Edemotic Research with our old friend, Gail. And what's your name, young man?
Mark.
Mark, and you own some Edemotic Research earphones, earbuds, headphones, whatever you want to call them?
I do.
Why do you own this brand and not one of the other 10,000 brands?
Because when I went on iLounge, they raved about these being the greatest, and I said, okay, these are the ones I want to do, versus the Apple ones, which were causing me a great deal of pain in my ears.
And how are these Christmas tree ear tips for you? Are you happy with them?
The comfort is absolutely great.
Good. But the sound's no good, is it?
The sound is a little quiet.
No, the sound's terrific.
We're good. Working on that, yeah.
So you're doing this with your iPhone. Is that what you're using them for?
Actually, an iTouch.
An iPod Touch. That's great. Terrific. And Gail, from Edemotic Research. What do our listeners and readers at MyMac.com need to know? What's new from your company for this show?
They need to know that for Macworld this year, we're introducing an HF2. HF2 stands for High Fidelity Hands Free. It's an iPhone headset with a straight plug, and so you can make telephone calls and listen to your music with your iPod, with your iPhone.
And which of your pre-existing headphones is it comparable
to? Closest to the fours, the Ear fours, our premium headset.
Oh, so it's a class act.
Absolutely.
But it's not $300 or $400.
No, it's $179.
That's the real price.
That's the real price, and at Macworld this week it has been $169.
Okay, so when the people hear this, it'll be $179.
Uh-huh.
And where can they buy? They're called the HF2?
HF2 right now, since our supplies are somewhat limited, and we ran out here.
You just sold them. There it goes right now.
On Monday.
It's heading out we'll onto
better.
Howard Street.
For right now, we're working on our distribution channel. So
that means you're all sold out.
Edemotic right now. is the only source for this product.
So if they want it, they go to Edemotic.com. That is spelled Etymotic.com for you international and domestic listeners and readers of MyMac.com. Thank you very much for supporting our publication, and we certainly support your fine products. Mark?
Thank you, John.
Thank you. What brings you to the expo?
You know, this is my first time to the expo, so I'm just trying it out.
Are you local to San Francisco?
Yes, I am.
Very good. What do you think, in one word or less?
Great.
Very good. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Okay, Guy Searle with the MyMac.com podcast. I'm here with Edwin from Feral Interactive, makers of some really, really great, great games. And one of the games that I've had for a while was the movies. And I noticed that you have a sequel to it out now. What can you tell me about that?
Well, basically, it's an expansion pack called The Movie Stunts and Effects.
Right.
You need to own the movies to be able to use it. And what it's added is kind of obvious. It adds special effects and stunts into the game. It also adds, for all the Machinima fans out there who want to make their own films, it adds a free cam mode. So
sorely needed. That is
yeah,
a
it was
great
sorely
addition.
Needed. We thought about adding it into the original game with all the extra stuff we added in, but we knew that it was coming in the stunts and effects pack, so we were like, well, we'll leave that one out because it's coming soon.
You got to leave them wanting something.
Well, yeah, it was like after we added in all of the extra iTunes and iMovie stuff into the original, we were like, we got to draw a line somewhere, else we're going to end up making a whole new game. So, you know.
And what else has been hot for this show?
I mean, Lego Star Wars 2 is just, you know, it's literally, you got to fight the kids off, like the piles around there. And we've been having a Colin McRae Rally Mac competition running every day. Fastest lap time won a free game, and like there's a lot of people all being bundled around there having goes on that. It's been a really great show. We've also had like Lara Croft Tomb Raider out, which we're showing off at the show.
Did you bring any copies of that? Because I know when I came by yesterday, I bought a couple of games, and I think you guys were sold out of that already.
We were selling copies, but we're having to ship them when we get back to the UK because literally we finished this game like last week.
Oh my!
And it was
so
like
you had just gone to Gold Master.
We've gone to Gold Master. We were hoping that we would get stuff here in time for the show, but it was so tight that it was sort of in the end it didn't pan out. But we're still getting some really quite good interest. I mean, we got some good, really good pre-orders on our website. So, we think that's going to go quite well for us because everybody in the States knows Lara Croft from the movies, obviously.
Okay, very quickly, what can you tell me about some of the other products that Feral Interactive has?
We have a whole collection of sort of slightly older products which we released over the previous years, like the Commandos Battle Pack. We've been bundling stuff up into these packs where you have four games for $40. So we have like Big Metal Box, which is aimed at sort of the strategy, sort of 3D shooter kind of people.
Right.
And then we have like a Family Fun Pack, which is designed for sort of like parents to buy their kids. So it's got like three fun games for the kids and an Encyclopedia Britannica in there. So it's kind of like it's three games that keeps the kids happy, and there's an Encyclopedia Britannica which keeps
the parents happy.
So it's pretty much
a little something for everybody.
A little something for everybody. And we're making universal applications, patches for free for pretty much all of our older product now. That's mostly because a lot of parents buy MacBooks for their kids.
Right, with the new Intel processors.
With the new Intel processors, and they've got Intel graphics cards, and they're not very good for games.
Right.
So we decided, hey, if we patch all our older games, there'll be a whole bunch of new games which all of these guys can play and have fun.
Right.
And go back to, because they might not have played it the first time around. And
it's great that you guys are offering that for free.
Yeah, well, I think if you bought the game, You shouldn't have to pay for a patch. And it's not like we're completely altruistic here. If we make a patch, we can then carry on selling the game for longer because it'll work on a MacBook. So it's kind of like everybody wins and nobody loses. So I think that's always the best way to go forward with things like that.
Okay, now where would people go on the web to find Feral Interactive?
All you have to do is go to our website. We're feralinteractive.com.
How do you spell that?
It's F-E-R-A-L Interactive. I-N-T-E-R.
Look it up. You got a built-in dictionary, for God's sake.
Or, hey, just Feral Games and dump it into Google, and like we're the number one hit. It's probably the easiest way.
Anything new coming up?
We have a whole bunch of new stuff in the pipeline. I have been told by my boss if I leak anything on the podcast, he's gonna have my head when I get back to the office.
But I won't tell him. Nobody else will know besides you, me, and 30,000 people that will listen to this podcast.
Yeah, we basically everybody knows games like Lego Star Wars and sort of Tomb Raider, and we've got a couple of games which are sort of instantly bang factor like that coming out soon. We were hoping to announce a couple ones at the show, but we're not quite there yet. We want to make sure that like we've got the games almost ready for you guys, so we can go, hey, the game's coming, and it's coming next month, kind of thing. So no
Duke Nukem Forever.
No, yeah, exactly. It's
10 years later.
Exactly. There was a long running joke on one of the forums I went to that it was like Fable: The Lost Game. Because it's taken us about sort of 2 years to port that one because of the Intel and everything. So we just don't want to have that experience again. We just want to sort of come out and go, hey guys, it's finished, it's great.
Here it is.
So yeah, sort of I'd say look out on our website and on podcasts like this one, because we're going to be probably leaking a few sneaky tidbits to podcasts before we make official announcements.
Wonderful, I'll be looking
for it. So, you know, I'd keep listening because we'll definitely sort of maybe release a little sneaky information or maybe a few sneaky screenshots of Mac exclusive stuff coming up in the next few months.
Edwin, I really appreciate you coming today. Edwin from feralinteractive.com, and check their website out. They got lots of great games, and you can't go wrong with almost any of them. They're all great.
All right, great. Nice speaking to you.
Nice talking to you too.
All right, see you next year.
It's still Friday afternoon here at the Mac World Expo 2008. We're meeting a young man from Garmin. You are?
John Watkins.
Nice to meet you, John. I'm John from MyMac.com podcast, and I'm a user of the Forerunner 101, which is a wrist or an arm or a leg strap that I use to keep track of myself when I'm out hiking or running around Arizona or on my bike. Help me with my elevation, with my distance, with my speed, my lap, my time of day, my blood pressure, my urine sample, and everything else. But you've got a new one, and it's called the...
It's the Forerunner 405.
But that looks an awful lot more like a watch.
Yes,
a wristwatch than mine. Mine looks like a big, ugly, clunky thing compared to the 405. What do I get for the 405 that I don't get for the 101? Well, it sounds like two highways in Southern California, doesn't it?
We've made a lot of improvements, and we're able to utilize smaller technology now.
Smaller? No kidding.
The GPS receiver is still built in to the actual watch. It's built right into this part of the wristband. It's much more of the size of a regular watch now. It's actually something that's wearable on a regular
basis.
Mine
is very clunky.
And that's correct. This watch, the battery life is 2 weeks. There are contacts to do the recharge, the internal battery.
Nice.
With GPS on, it's an 8-hour life.
Yeah.
And it features a new, what we call a bezel.
Yes.
That has the functionality of scrolling through. You can just barely touch the display.
Oh, my goodness.
It scrolls through the information.
Oh, now that's nice engineering with design.
Very smooth.
So that's how you go through your modes.
That's right.
Rather than press about 17 buttons while you're standing on your head.
Right. And even though it's a smaller display, it has the capabilities of showing you all the different information, your pace, distance. It can scroll through those items instead of displaying them all at once.
So it doesn't need to be
the way that the older Forerunners have.
And what about the low light? Is it easy to read in low light?
Yeah, it has a blue light that for backlight that will come on also.
And what's the lifespan of the battery? When does it start to poop out?
The lifespan for GPS is about 8 hours.
No, but I'm saying how many years? How many cycles? Any idea?
We don't know yet.
It's too new.
It should be a long time. Yeah.
How much does this cost?
I think the MSRP is is $300.
So it's expensive, but you get a lot for it.
$300 for the watch, and then if you want the additional accessories are $50 increments. So it's $50 the heart rate monitor.
Oh, I see.
$50 for a cadence sensor if you want it to.
Those
work
are
with
different your, things that go in different parts of your body.
Right. The cadence sensor actually goes on the fork on a bike, and takes care of, keeps track of cadence on a bike.
That's wonderful. And is this a production model right here?
This is still a prototype. Its availability is, I think, the end of February. Or
what about different colors, sizes, shapes?
There's two colors. There's the black, that standard black, and then there's also this kind of a light green.
Sleek. Oh, I like that.
Yep.
And what happens when it gets filthy? Can you wash it? Can you get it wet?
Yep.
What happens if I'm out in the rain with that thing?
Waterproof, submersible, I think, to 100 meters. So.
Wow, last time I looked, that was pretty deep.
Yeah, I'm probably not going that deep with the... with the running watch.
Not in the rivers in Arizona. I don't think I'll have that problem.
Yeah.
If it's 100 inches, I'll be lucky. Good. Well, we're talking to John, your last name again?
Watkins.
From Garmin. And Garmin is a company known for their ability to communicate with the sky.
Yeah.
You talk to the sky so that we can find our way around the earth.
That's right.
Good. I won't charge you anything for that logo. Good. And I came here specifically to get my Forerunner 101. The back plate has... Well, it's gone, let's put it that way.
It's
gone past its expiration date. Unfortunately, in the early design, you've improved on that one a lot, too.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. We look forward to great things from Garmin, and we've never reviewed any of your products. Perhaps we could talk about that during 2008.
Sure.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Bye. Okay, now we're outside Moscone Center wrapping up. Here's Tim Robertson.
Hey, guys and gals. So it's been an incredibly busy week.
Oh, yeah.
It went by really, really fast, but by the same token, I am really ready to go home. I miss my wife. I miss my bed. I miss being able to, well, I don't actually sleep at home. We have a newborn. But nonetheless, I am looking forward to going home. Now, I don't know what you and Nemo were talking about. What were you talking about when we got kind of booted out of the press room, Guy?
Oh, we were talking about the new Airport Extreme time capsule we were talking about.
Do you want it?
I've got a first gen Airport Extreme, and I'm kind of hoping that Apple's going to have a firmware update that will allow me to hook a USB hard drive into it and
That'd
use
be
it
nice.
In the same fashion.
Yeah,
but
I don't think
with
that's
Apple's
happen.
History, no, I don't think that's going to happen.
That's not going to happen. No.
No, they kind of force you to buy their new stuff if you want the new
right
new capabilities.
Now, how much of the show did you actually get to see?
I actually got to see pretty much everything as compared to last year.
Yeah.
I
kept you busy last year.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I ran you and your
busy.
Brother Larry ragged.
You kept me pretty busy this year, too. But, we did have a little bit of spare time, so we were able to get out into the floor. And
we didn't actually go like last year, Guy. You and I went out to Fisherman's Wharf. We didn't do that this year.
No.
We just ran out of time.
Yeah, we just ran out of time. There was more stuff to see this year.
I had to go back to the Otherworld Computing booth because they were going to put RAM in my machine for me. I don't have my 2K, so I couldn't do it myself. And I bought some RAM there, but I got 4 gigs and, of course, my MacBook Pro,
only
first
takes
gen.
Two, right.
So they went, well, and they put my old RAM back in, but they didn't seat a 512 chip
that's
correctly.
What it was?
Yeah.
Okay,
so they
good.
Just popped it back in. Everything's good. Good people at OWC.
Right.
We really like them at Mac Sales.
And I did manage to get a 1 gig stick for my old workhorse
awesome.
Here.
You know, one of the things that we did this year, Guy, that MyMac.com, nobody has ever done, and that's run an Apple quiz from a vendor's booth, or just even being at a vendor's booth on a daily basis. To me, that was a lot of fun. I'm going to really remember doing that this year.
That was a lot of fun. I was more than happy to, because I watched you do it for the first
two days, and then you did it two days.
And then I did it for 2 days.
Yeah.
And...
I'm a little more chatty with the people. You get to the point.
Yeah, well, plus also, by the time we got to the last 2 days, it was like, oh, come on.
Okay, let's just get it done with. But no, it was a good time. But, you know, here's my idea. If we do that again, I don't want to do it from just one vendor's booth. We'll have multiple sponsors, maybe.
Right.
For anybody listening that's a sponsor, hey. I would like to do that once a day. From
a
different booth. Yeah.
And get some of the other guys involved.
Absolutely.
Too.
So, Larry, I already talked to you, didn't I?
Yep,
all right, you can go home. Dan Robinson.
Yes.
Almost hurt your foot really bad. We thought we were going to have to take you to the hospital.
I managed to bear up.
If you were a horse, we would have put you down.
No, you can't put me down. I'm up all the time.
So, you made it through the whole week.
Made it through the whole week in
day
reasonably
one,
good shape.
You were there when they kicked us out of the press room.
Yep.
Well, they didn't quite kick us out.
They just made it so
that it really wasn't worth.
We could have spread a blanket and put a picnic lunch on the floor.
What were you? You know, it takes a couple days, I think, to digest everything that you've seen.
Mm-hmm.
At least it does for me. I'm a little slow, so you know. What did you see on the showroom floor this year that really kind of jumped out at you besides the Apple products? Or was it an Apple product that really got
your attention?
Well,
actually, I think the Apple product, the big sleeper is going to be the Apple TV.
You think so?
That's going to be the next iPod. I hereby
predict. But
remember,
they do have pretty stiff competition with Netflix. Netflix has already got inroads.
Not only, no, it's going to go, it's going to continue to step forward. There's more things in the pipeline, in my opinion. You know, it's not an informed opinion, but I've seen Apple do it too many times before. There's an upgrade path going to be for that Apple TV that's going to make it as ubiquitous as the iPod.
Now, for those listening wondering what all the noise is, we're actually standing right outside Moscone South. We're in exactly the same position that we did when we had the podcasters meet up.
Yep.
So if you look up on our site for the podcasters meet up picture, that's where we're at right now,
and
pretty much.
And oddly enough, it's actually quieter out here than it was in the press room.
Yeah, imagine that. Bill Palmer, we didn't kick you out of here yet.
Yet.
Yet. What you guys gave away, iProg Magazine gave away best of shows. What were some of those best of shows?
We're seeing products that are pretty standard for the iPod finally come to the iPhone, speaker systems, FM transmitters, external batteries. Nothing earth-shattering, but it means that people who've been lugging an iPod around with their iPhone just to do the extra things to
right.
help park the iPod.
Yeah,
but
is it are the products more mature now than they were in the past? I mean, they've been making this stuff for a while now.
The iPod products are. I think it's the first time that we've given a number of best of show awards to like the second or third version of a product, just because
it's
know,
better.
They've had a lot of years to kick it around now. And
they've read the reviews, they saw the deficiencies, and they've corrected them.
A lot of these companies do listen to what you know folks like you and I tell them, which is good to see.
Right. I heard a couple rumors that. One of your staff members was getting it out of line. The Mac Monkey is, and I kept hearing you say, "I want a monkey," and someone to get you.
Well, we got an actual primate.
I'm trying to get Bill to laugh, and he's giving me that jerk look.
Well, you know what the problem is. I'm the same as you. I missed Tim's wife. I missed Tim's bed. But we tried to get an actual primate credential. We got him credentials. We took him around though, but he just kept
He's throwing the poo thing.
It was an actual. It was a baboon though. It's the expectation of what's coming. Next.
Yeah, I know. Were you trying to get the primate to throw the poo at the signs from another iPod iPod magazine website lounge type? Did he purposely hit those signs for best of show?
He worked for the other guys.
He worked for, that's what I thought.
I was trying to get the monkey to fling his poo to cover up our signs because they said 2007.
That's right. Bill's sign said 2007. He put a little sticker on it. It's 8.
Upgraded. Next year we're giving out 2010 awards.
An advance.
Yeah.
You beat everyone to the punch.
We just gave them out on the afternoon. He ran around just randomly. Well, that's what the other guys do. Never mind.
So what else was on the showroom floor from an iPod, iPhone standard that you think the listeners out there are really going to want to take a look at with their wallets this time around?
Well, there's speaker systems about 6 feet wide. They cost $200-$300. It's, you know, you can use it. It's got an iPod dock, but you can also maybe use it with your Apple TV or your big HD TV. So there's some stuff that's going up to the higher end of the price range. Then there's like, for $20, you can get one company had iPhone earbuds with the mic and the pause
button
and everything. They're
in ear.
They're good for $20.
Right.
It'd be lousy for $50. But you lose your iPhone earbuds, or you just want to get some cheap in ear earbuds.
Sure.
You're on a budget. You know, there's $20 products out there for iPhone.
For me, there are so many products. I really can't pick any one over the other. I really need to kind of sit down and think about it. There's just a lot of good products. I'll tell you one that I was really excited to see on the showroom floor was Disk Warrior. It's one of my favorite software titles. I know a lot of you guys out there are fixing your own Mac, and Disk Warrior is really a program that everybody should have. So check them out. Tech Tool was here. That looked interesting. But we really want to thank ProSoft Engineering and Joe Software. You know, they put up with our antics every day
or shenanigans
for at least an hour. We had a lot of really interesting and fun people, including a lot of Apple employees.
Not a single one of them passed.
No, not a one. No, the last guy did today.
Oh,
he won.
With lots of help. A lot of help.
We never actually refer to the people, because some of them have already been on the podcast. We never actually refer to them as an Apple employee. But some of the people you guys heard taking these Apple quizzes, and you're going to hear them today, and I'm not going to say who, were actual Apple employees that worked
big wigs.
And they weren't as good as we thought they would be. So, okay, I want to wrap up over here with our fleet of foot roving reporter. He is the man. Wait a minute, one more. Let's get you on the podcast. Come on over, Joe. All right, introduce yourself.
This is Adam Jackson.
Okay, that's good. Now
I'm the Mac Monkey.
He's the Mac Monkey.
We found our primate. Here we go.
He's been flinging poo. Now tell our listeners what you've been doing this week. It's interesting.
I've been streaming live from Expo 24/7. That's including bathroom breaks and parties and everything else.
Is this archived anywhere, or is if you missed it, it's gone?
Yeah, justin.tv/MacWorldExpo.
Awesome.
And you can go back to any date and time. Hit
Am
play.
I actually in there anywhere? I saw you a few times.
Yeah, you probably are.
Were you flinging poo at me?
Yes, I was.
So one more time, the URL.
justin.tv/MacWorldExpo.
Cool. I don't know who this is. How you doing?
I'm fine.
You want to talk on our podcast?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Just won the Make Observer Best of Show Award. So.
Awesome. Yeah. Or, you got to turn your badge on. I can't see.
Sure.
Nova
Media.
Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs.
Yeah, I am Steve. Woo! Hey!
I didn't know you had a German accent. I learn something new every day.
Well, you don't know much about Steve.
Yeah, that's true. We don't. So you guys won a Best of Show Award.
I won the Mac Observer.
Awesome. We love the Mac Observer.
Mac Observer is just best.
For which product?
Phone to phone. It's a tool to migrate all the data from an old cell phone.
I saw that. That looked really interesting.
Exactly. And put it over to your Mac to synchronize it with your iPod Touch.
Get a hold of us at mymac.com. We'll give you guys some coverage. Look at your product.
This would be great because it looks good. And
it
works.
A lot of people are moving from an old cell phone to an iPhone.
Yeah,
and for
exactly.
me personally, I had to sit there and hand enter all the information.
Exactly.
And that was bull. I don't want to do that again.
Yeah, and I think for $25
so you guys helped us out.
Yeah, great. And of course we help you with anything if we can.
Great. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Thanks a lot. Good luck to you.
Thanks.
Bye, Jan.
All right.
How you doing? Are you trying to figure out what we're doing over here?
I just wanted to ask you about it.
Sure. It's an
R09 or whatever it is.
R09. It works great. We're using it right now to report a podcast.
For the mymac.com website.
And so literally a billion people are going to hear you. No, not a billion. But a lot of people are going to hear you. What's your name?
Neil,
how you doing? Did you attend the event?
Sure.
So what'd you like on the showroom floor, Neil?
Oh,
don't think you're getting out of here. Yeah, I'm going to talk to you, too. She thought, he just went for the guy. No, I'm coming over here for you, too. What did you guys like on the showroom floor this year?
We're really into the photography and the digital world, so a lot of great... And just, it's good support. You know,
Absolutely.
A lot of companies that we've been involved with, just to be able to meet the people and find out any little questions you have,
yep.
It's really good.
Is the backup storage, is that something that you guys are really looking at?
Absolutely.
Off the computer?
Everybody.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes,
if you're in photography, you can't stop looking.
Absolutely. Off-site storage, I hope. Because if your house burns down, there's all your storage.
Right.
Do you have that off-site anywhere? You
working
don't do
on
I,
it.
You've got
We're
a guilty look on
it.
Your.
Always working
you,
on
you
it.
Got to get it off site. Hard drives are cheap.
Always working.
Every couple months, burn it and go take it to a relative's or a friend's house, and it's always safe.
Yep.
You're gonna. It's
right.
That's your life right there.
You got it.
Not just professionally, but your family photos.
Yeah.
So you've probably scanned in all your old photos at this point, haven't you?
Working on that.
Working
too.
On that too.
Boy, you sure know how to hit the right.
I do.
Hot points. I do.
Who's podcast?
I'm gonna make you feel. This is from mymac.com. I'll give you a card in a second. It's in my backpack and I can't reach it. I'm actually the publisher of the site. We've been publishing since 1995. Digital photography is one of the things that we cover quite a bit on the site. Anything that's revolves
around. Who does most
the
of the coverage for that?
John, who do you think does most of our digital photography coverage? I know you do some of it.
Bakari is really the lead.
Bakari is our lead guy. Yeah.
Yes, Bakari Chavanu.
And he does weddings and stuff like that. He's a professional,
pro.
So, and he does a blog also occasionally for O'Reilly Media. So
he's top notch.
Yep. So check us out. You'll probably find some stuff up on our site that might be of interest to you.
So
John, this is your loner unit.
Yes.
The Etterol.
Etterol R09, and we thank Roland Etterol very much for
providing it for our use during the last 2 months.
You're not getting it back at all.
for live coverage, and this is the pinnacle of all of our podcasts here at themymac.com.
You've actually got some questions about the unit. John's going to be the one to go ahead.
I just got one. Haven't even got it out of the box to use
Terrific.
It. I want to know about the settings and stuff on it.
They just follow the instructions in the manual.
We're using the highest quality settings.
No, we're not. Using MP3 192, and it sounds terrific.
And it sounds fantastic. We're sending this out on the internet. People are downloading it. Our podcasts are pretty popular, so no one's complained about the sound quality yet. He's been doing it on our podcast, not just here, but he's gone out and done interviews in cars and going down the highway. Sounded great.
Yeah,
quiet setting.
I got it for doing it for lectures.
It'll be perfect.
It seemed to pick up better than anything I've ever seen.
It's unbelievable. It's a fantastic piece of equipment.
I'm just not sure once you get it on the computer how you deal with it there.
Well, what I do, he sends the files to me and I bring it into GarageBand.
Yeah.
You can play with the different settings at that point. I usually increase the volume a little bit. Sometimes I'll set maybe podcast and then radio settings, and it kind of boosts the volume up a little bit more, pushes out more towards the center of the speaker instead of the top range. Sounds great.
And are you pausing it
always, or are you stopping and starting a new file every time?
We stop and start a new file each time.
Yeah.
Yes.
That way, if something happens to this recording, you don't lose everything.
And how are you merging them all?
So GarageBand just glues them all together.
Yep.
In one fell swoop?
Yeah.
So you got to do each one individually?
Well, I do each one individually because I want complete control, but it takes no time at all.
It took less time than the time between you asked the question and the time I answered it.
To put the whole deal,
to behold the whole deal on there. Yeah.
Yeah, just
it's
give
a nice little unit.
It's a long time downloading it, right?
No, nothing at all.
Just give me a call. Listen, whatever question you ask, whatever answer is the easiest, that's what the answer is. And here's the easiest answer. Come to mymac.com or give me a call, send me an email, and we will
be happy to help you out.
We'll be happy to help you out.
You got a card?
Huh? Yeah.
You got a card?
We're passing out cards now. John, as we wait for a card, what was the big product that you think really stood out in your mind this year that you thought, wow, that's something that I really want to take a look at more closely?
The single most innovative product has the worst name on the floor. It's called YouGoo. YUUGUU.
That's horrible.
It was in one of those booths that was 8 by 3 inches.
Oh, wow.
Behind the Apple booth, impossible to find. And yet when I got there, it was great. It's live dynamic screen sharing, enterprise quality across the network, no charge.
Wow.
Screen capture, screen sharing, screen grabbing.
I've been sitting here myself trying to think of a product that I was really interested in. I just remembered one from Freeverse Software. I don't remember the name of it, but it's basically it turns your Mac into a security camera. Any motion in front of the screen or anything like that, it will come on, it will record it, it will upload it to an FTP site, it will email you the video picture or the picture. It's something that I definitely want to look at, and you can use multiple cameras. It's not just the EyeSight built into, say, your iMac or your PowerBook. You can run a USB cable from one end of the house to the other if you wanted to. You can watch it live, or you could just, if you're gone, it will just record if it senses any motion.
Did you
That's
talk to
cool.
somebody at Freeverse about it?
Yeah, and it's only a $50 program, so even if they want to be stingy and not give me a copy, and I know they will, that's something that I'd actually be willing to buy.
Is it a version 1 product?
I don't know. I didn't have enough time to ask. I was looking for you at that time. and you have to be with wings on my feet to catch you on the showroom floor, John.
That's true. What's
your secret to get around? Is it good preparation? Is it
good shoes, thick tennis socks.
Thick tennis socks.
Yes.
To let your feet breathe.
Right. A big breakfast, and the most important is a rolling cart.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say cocaine, so I'm glad
For 7 years, I schlepped 30 pounds of gear on my backpack.
Yep.
Once I got the rolling cart, and then the company went out of business.
Yeah, I see you got the... Is that your Dr. Bot thing?
Yes.
So you went through there and got the whole...
Yes.
What did they give you? I was interested.
I haven't opened it yet. I'm afraid it's going to explode.
It's chock full of stuff,
yes,
it looks like.
I wanted
to go through there because I really wanted to get some swag, but...
I can't open up until I get back to Arizona, because otherwise I'll never be able to get the stuff back in the pack.
As always, John, I want to thank you for all the time you've spent at Mac. Even when I'm not here at Macworld, John Nemo's at Macworld.
That's
he knows
true.
All the companies. Thanks for your dedication.
Thank you, Jim. We appreciate it.
We will definitely be back next year. I want to go say goodbye to everybody else. Thanks, John.
Okay.
All right. Dan.
Dan.
Thank you very much for showing up this year. It was a pleasure to meet you in person, finally.
Yeah, Tim. It's good meeting you, too.
Larry.
Guilty.
As always, you need
Thank
to
you.
Write more. You're a brilliant writer, and we're going to hold your feet to the fire to get us some more content this year.
I will try to do that.
Guy, I'll put up with you for a little longer.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I know I'm not holding up my end.
No.
There I go. Holding up my
there
end.
You go. Well, you're a big guy, so that's a lot to hold. And so this is it for Mackerel Expo. The next time that you guys hear a podcast, we'll be back to our normal digs guy. It'll be you. It'll be me. I believe David Cohen's going to be joining us from now on the main podcast. It's kind of late for him in the UK.
Very late.
But if he's willing to do it, obviously we're going to be very happy to have him.
Certainly.
And so for everybody here at MyMac.com, you know what? First, I want to say thanks again to ProSoft Engineering.
Oh, yeah.
They sponsored us. I want to thank all the other MyMacers that are absent for our last podcast. Owen Rubin, absolutely great to have you. You and I need to get together and record a little bit of a podcast segment for the main show about our meeting with Microsoft, Owen, so let's do that. Bakari, as always, you're a great writer. You get some great photography. I can't wait to see more of what you're going to post up under the line. Who am I missing? Who else was at the show? Here's somebody. I want to thank BJ, our friend from the UK.
Oh, yeah.
BJ actually, and I said this in the podcast, great guy. We had drinks with him before he lit out of here this morning.
Yeah.
So, and I missed him through most of the week.
And
I saw him Monday and Tuesday.
After the drinks, we went out and got a pizza.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
See, how'd that go? Pretty good?
Actually, it's pretty good pizza.
Yeah, the one right around the corner from the hotel, or did you go somewhere else?
No, that was closed.
It looked kind of shady anyway.
Well, we went out looking for a pizza place and finally found one.
Awesome. So. Well, BJ is and his friend David.
Good guys.
David was
good
his
guys.
Friend, yep.
Yeah.
They were good guys.
Really, really nice of them to ferry us all back and forth.
Absolutely. What
he
a bunch
the only
of
one with a car.
Yeah, and he rented it.
Even if he didn't take Larry and me to a crappy hotel.
Well, that was kind of my fault.
That was fun.
That was my fault. That was a joke.
Yeah, I know.
I do want to thank everybody who came for the MyMac.com podcast listener meetup on Monday.
Yes.
That was fantastic. I think even better than the podcast itself was going to dinner afterwards.
Yes.
And really sitting down and getting to know some of the people. It was fantastic. We're going to have to do that again next year.
Don't forget, thanks
here
to
here comes a fire
people.
Truck.
Oh, it's so loud.
Boy, that's a loud one. So we're out of here. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for downloading the MyMac.com podcast. You can subscribe to this podcast at our RSS feed at MyMac.com or by visiting the iTunes Music Store's podcast section. Please send all feedback to MyMacPodcast@gmail.com. And thanks for listening to the MyMac.com podcast.